like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
I'm Hope Madden.
This is It's Movie Time. Hope, we try to review the best movies we can.
We do.
What are we doing reviewing the worst movie ever made?
It's a good movie about a bad movie, and that's our technicality.
It's called The Disaster Artist.
It is. So if you haven't seen The Room, the Tommy Wiseau film from the early 2000s, first of all, you must. And it is the most enjoyably terrible movie that was ever made. James Franco is directing a film that tells you how this movie got made.
And he's playing Wiseau.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be that Ed Wood's Plan 9 from Outer Space
yes.
was alleged to be the worst movie ever made.
Mm-hmm.
And this one seems to be taking over. Now, locally, you can see The Room frequently at the Drexel.
Once a month.
Midnight?
Yep.
Something? Yeah.
And that might seem late, but it is definitely a movie that's worth watching with a crowd of people in that sort of Rocky Horror tradition. It really, truly is.
But Rocky Horror looks indeed like a first-rate film next
yes.
to this. I mean, this is just so badly acted.
One of the things that sets the film The Room apart is bad movies' killer is when they're boring, and they mostly are boring. And boy, The Room is never boring, not for one second. And I think part of it is because it is so insane. The writing is terrible, but it's not terrible in any way that you are going to recognize. You just think, what? What? And that's what I think is so much fun about The Disaster Artist, is that they really embrace that everybody involved, cast, crew, everybody was like, what?
We have cameos from, it seems like, a dozen stars.
Oh, Ryan yeah.
Bryan Cranston.
Oh, yes.
Right.
Right. Alison Brie's got a small part.
That's right.
Seth Rogen. Yeah, you're going to know almost everybody who's in it.
And none of it is intrusive because everybody is having fun.
Yes.
And mostly James Franco and his brother Dave.
Right.
Who plays Sestro, his buddy.
Greg. Yes.
Yeah, right. Hi, Greg. What I think is so important about how bad this is that it's a straightforward narrative about infidelity.
At one point, one of the actresses in the film within the film points out that she feels like the whole movie The Room is, in its own way, metaphorically autobiographical, which I thought was a nice nod to the fact that there was something actually going on in Tommy Wiseau's head. But he is such a fascinating, enigmatic, bizarre figure, and he really towers over the whole movie.
There's an element in The Room that I find almost guaranteed its success. Apparently he had an endless fund
right.
behind him. If you want to make a movie, as he did, desperately wanted to make it. He had no talent, but desperately wanted to make it. You can do it if you have unlimited funds.
Yeah.
He could produce it, have an opening night, until he realized that people were laughing at his film and at him. And that was a signature of success.
Mm-hmm.
I question, as I did with Ed Wood, whether these guys don't really know how bad this is.
In a lot of cases, people are kind of blind to their own artistic output.
Yes.
Whether it's good or whether it's bad, I think they probably don't really know.
And Franco picks up on the theme of following your dream.
Mm-hmm.
It seems a little trite, but in Tommy Wiseau's case, I think it's essential to him as a kind of well-meaning, dense guy who has a charisma about him that's very difficult to define. But he pursues that dream with the help of his money and with the help of Greg to bring out this film, which eventually becomes maybe the worst movie ever made. Well, Hope, what about the audience?
I've been looking forward to The Disaster Artist since I first heard of it, but I wondered whether it'd be possible to enjoy or appreciate The Disaster Artist if you aren't familiar with the film The Room. And that is the obstacle I think that they do the best job of overcoming. It is a fascinating and bizarre story, and it's a fun story, and it's very affectionately told. At the end of the film, they show scenes side by side from Tommy Wiseau's The Room and from Franco's
yes.
film to give you a sense of exactly how bad The Room is, and that this is not a spoof. Frame for frame, they do a great job of contextualizing it for you.
Hope Madden, the film is The Disaster Artist. It is about the making of the cult classic, The Room.
Mm-hmm.
What grade would you award it?
B+.
I have awarded it as a B+. And that's a B+ for the worst movie ever
that's
made.
That's right.
In fact, as it's called, the Citizen Kane of bad movies.
That's right. The award-winning It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at WCBE.org.